te Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this morning we are continuing Canto 3, Chapter 23, Devahuti's Lamentation, and today's shloka is number 7.
Yame swadharma niratasya tapasamadhi. Vidyatma yoga vijita bhagavat prasada. Tan eva tad mad anusevana yavaruddhan. Tan eva te mad anusevanaya varuddhan. Drishtim prapasya vitarami abhayan ashokan. Yame swadharma niratasya tapasamadhi. Vidyatma yoga vijita bhagavat prasada. Tan eva te mad anusevanaya varuddhan. Drishtim prapasya vitarami abhayan ashokan.
Those which
may by me
swadharma,
own religious life,
niratasya,
fully occupied,
tapaha,
in austerity,
samadhi,
in meditation,
vidya,
in Krishna consciousness,
atma yoga,
by fixing the mind,
vijita,
achieved,
bhagavat prasada,
the blessings of the mind.
The blessings of the Lord.
Tan,
them.
Eva,
even.
Te,
by you.
Mat,
to me.
Anusevanaya,
by devoted service.
Avaruddhan,
obtained.
Drishtim,
transcendental vision.
Prapasya,
just see.
Vitarami,
I am giving.
Abhayan,
which are free from fear.
Asokan,
which are free from lamentation.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki.
So now Kardama Muni is speaking again after having recognized Devahuti's wonderful service. He is giving blessings out of his being pleased by her service and compassion towards her. So this is the statement. Kardama Muni continued, I have achieved the blessings of the Lord
in discharging my own religious life of austerity, meditation, and Krishna consciousness. Although you have not experienced these achievements, which are free from fear and lamentation, I shall offer them all to you because you are engaged in my service. Now just look at them. I am giving you the transcendental vision to see how nice they are. Please repeat. Kardamba Muni continued. I have achieved the blessings of the Lord in discharging my religious life by austerity, meditation, and Krishna consciousness. Although you have not yet experienced these achievements, which are free from fear and lamentation, I shall offer them all to you because you are engaged in my service. Now just look at them. I am giving you the transcendental vision to see how nice they are. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It's a long purport. Please pay attention. Prabhupada is pointing out some wonderful elaboration on this great Siddhanta of how a person, an ordinary person, by serving a great Vaishnava, a great elevated personality, can receive all the benedictions and powers of that personality. Devahuti engaged only in the service of Kardamba Muni. She was not supposed to be so advanced in austerity, ecstasy, meditation, or Krishna consciousness. But imperceptibly, she was sharing her husband's achievements, which she could neither see nor experience. Automatically, she achieved these graces of the Lord. What are the graces of the Lord? It is stated here that the graces of the Lord are abhaya, free from fearfulness. In this material world, if someone accumulates $1,000,000, he is always full of fear because he is always thinking, what if the money is lost? But the benediction of the Lord, Bhagavat Prasada, is never to be lost. It is simply to be enjoyed. There is no question of loss. One simply gains and enjoys gaining. Bhagavad Gita also confirms this. When one achieves the graces, the grace of the Lord, the result is that sarva dukkhani, all distress, are destroyed. When situated in the transcendental position, one is free from the two kinds of material diseases, hankering and lamentation. This is also stated in Bhagavad Gita. After devotional life begins, we can achieve the full result of love of Godhead. Love of Krishna is the highest perfection of Bhagavad Prasad, or divine mercy. This transcendental achievement is so greatly valuable that no material happiness can compare to it. Prabodhananda Saraswati said that if one achieves the grace of Lord Chaitanya, he becomes so great that he does not care a fig even for the demigods. He thinks of monism as hellish, and for him, the perfection of controlling the senses is as easy as anything. Heavenly pleasures become to him no more than stories. Actually, there is no comparison between material happiness and transcendental happiness. By the grace of Kardamba Muni, Devahuti experienced actual realization simply by serving. We get a similar example in the life of Narada Muni. In his previous life, Narada Muni was a maidservant's son, but his mother was engaged in the service of great devotees. He got the opportunity to serve the devotees, and simply by eating the remnants of their foodstuff and carrying out their order, he became so elevated that in his next life, he became the great personality Narada. For spiritual achievement, the easiest path is to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master and serve him with heart and soul. That is the secret of success. As stated by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his 8 stanzas of prayer to the spiritual master, Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasada, by serving or receiving the grace of the spiritual master, one receives the grace of the Supreme Lord. By serving her devotee husband, Kardamba Muni, Devahuti shared in his achievements. Similarly, a sincere disciple, simply by serving a bona fide spiritual master, can achieve all the mercy of the Lord and the spiritual master simultaneously.
Mukham karoti vachalam pangu langayate girim tat kripat maham bandhe shri gurundin tarinam paramananda madhavam shri chaitanyeshwaram namaham vishnupadaya krishna pristhaya bhutale Srimati Tamal Krishna Goswami Dinavane Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristhaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dinavane Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paschattavadi Shatarane.
So again here, the same Srila Prabhupada is taking the opportunity in this shloka. The glories of serving a pure devotee is being explained, and how a menial servant, someone with hardly any qualification in spiritual life, such as austerity, ecstasy, meditation on Krishna, these are very high elevated position, and all these great wealth, they can be achieved by an ordinary person if the person wholeheartedly and with full faith devotes himself, his body, mind and soul in the service of the great personality. Again and again in our scriptures, in relation to so many acharyas, we have come across stories where young devotees, unqualified devotees, simply by having faith and unmotivated service to their spiritual master, have received great miracles, have seen great miracles of the Lord. Here, Srila Prabhupada, he is mentioning Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Maharaj. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he has mentioned in his prayers, and even for us, the Mangal Arati prayers, the Guru Puja prayers, are simply singing the same glory that is being mentioned here, that by serving the pure devotee, his words, his activities and his mission, one can get full mercy of the pure devotee. So there is a story that elaborates this in the life of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. When Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Maharaj was living in Vrindavan, at that time he was the foremost Vaishnava, Acharya, amongst all the sampradayas and all the Vaishnavas who were living in Vrindavan at that time. But Chakravarti Pad had become very aged, and at that time there was a very big conference in Jaipur in Govindadev temple. And this conference was to decide, and it was actually to give recognition to all the different sampradayas, the Vaishnava sampradayas. So in order to also get recognition for the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he sent his one very young disciple who was a great devotee of his guru, and he was also a literate person, but he was a young person, and his name was Baladev Vidya Bhushan. He sent Baladev Vidya Bhushan that you must go and attend this conference, and also with whatever you have learned from me, you must establish Gaudiya Vaishnavism as a bona fide sampradaya,
for the future, because in Kali Yuga, unless things are earmarked, then they do not get recognized. So Baladev Vidya Bhushan, on the instruction of his Guru Maharaj, he goes to Jaipur. And when he goes and puts his attendance in the conference, the judges, they tell him that, do you have a commentary on Bhagavad Gita? Now, he was not prepared. And at that time, there was no such commentary on Bhagavad Gita in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. So he said, no, sorry, I don't. It was Vedanta Sutra? I see. I heard Bhagavad Gita. Vedanta Sutra. So, when he goes there, there was no such commentary. And the judges tell him that by tomorrow morning, if you don't have such a commentary, then you will be disqualified even to participate in the conference. At that point, Baladev Vidya Bhushan, he goes to the deity of Radha Govinda in Jaipur, and he prays and worships his Guru Maharaj, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that you have sent me here to do this task, but I have become very unqualified and disqualified. How do I accomplish? And in that prayer and aradhana of young Baladev Vidya Bhushana, Govinda Dev, he appears to him and he says, at night time you come behind the temple and I will appear to you and dictate the entire commentary on Vedanta Sutra, which you will be able to present. And that will be called the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya Bhasya. So at night, Baladev Vidya Bhushan, he is taking dictation, and a small boy, he appears, Govinda Devji, and he gives this commentary. Next morning, the commentary is presented, and it is qualified as the best commentary amongst all the sampradayas. So when, with this victory, young Baladev Vidya Bhushan, he is returning back to Braj, to Vrindavan, to his Guru Maharaj. He goes back to Govinda Dev, and he says that nobody is going to believe my story, because I'm just a young devotee, and such a miracle has happened that you have appeared in person, and you have helped me, you have dictated this wonderful commentary that has won first prize. Who is going to believe my story? So you must do something so I can prove myself that what I am saying is the truth. And at that point, Govinda Dev said, okay, I will come with you in the form of a deity. And you can tell everyone that this is the deity that spoke to me and has given me the commentary. So till this day, that deity is there in Vrindavan, and he is known Sri Sri Radha Vijay Govinda, because he was victorious. His commentary was number one commentary. He was named as Sri Sri Radha Vijay Govinda. And if you go to take darshan of the deity, he is in a temple very close to Radha Raman. And that is the famous temple where the thumbprint of Mahaprabhu is there. And I think it is called Radha Gokulananda Mandir. Radha Gokulananda Temple. And in Radha Gokulananda Temple is also the deity of Sri Sri Radha Vijay Govinda. And to this day, when you take darshan of the deity has got his eyes like this. As you know, when you dictate something, you also want to see that the person who's taking dictation is writing everything correctly as you are dictating. So in that same mudra, in the same position, Vijay Govinda deity is looking like this, and the deity is there even now. So such examples are there of Guru Nishtha, Guru Seva, when we have total faith in the words of our acharyas, of our Guru Maharaj, then many miracles can happen. We become extremely qualified to receive the mercy of the Lord. And we will see in our own lives, so many miracles are there. Reciprocations are there from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, due to this implicit faith that a devotee practices. He may not even be experiencing or having the faith, but simply he practices because the words are there, mentioned in the Shastra, and miracles will come. In Hindi, there is a saying amongst the Brajvasi sadhus. The sadhus, they say, jhutmut kare sacho hoy, sacho kare birla koi. Jhutmut kare. You simply, pretentiously, you keep doing, and one day it will become the truth. Jhutmut kare sacho hoy. It will become sacho. Sacho kare birla koi. Actual devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead with full enlightenment, with full purity of heart, kare birla koi. That is very difficult to do. And therefore, Krishna consciousness has been given to us by our acharyas, by Srila Prabhupada. You simply follow the program and you will see advancement will be there. And all of us, in whatever many years that we have devoted in Krishna consciousness, all of us have tangible experience that yes, we have made somewhat advancement towards Krishna consciousness. Enlightenment is there in our heart. Purification is there in our heart. Attachment to the deity, to the devotee, to devotional life, to satogun. All these things are being experienced by all of us on a day-to-day level. And with that experience, with that strength, with that conviction, we go out and we try to enroll other people, other members of this material world also into the spiritual fold. So this is the point that is being made by Srila Prabhupada. He has given so many examples of Narada Muni. He is giving example of our Acharya Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And he is bringing us to this conclusion that please, the easiest way to make advancement, to experience Krishna consciousness, is to be of service to senior devotees, elder devotees, to one another, and especially to Guru and to Acharyas. In the Mahabharata, there is a very wonderful story that relates to this conclusion and philosophy. Vyasadev ji, he has given so many siddhantas, but all these siddhantas he has given in story forms. True incidences or story forms, but when you put it in a story, then that siddhanta stays in the heart and the mind. So similarly in the Mahabharata, there is a story like this, that when Rajasuya Yajna was going to be performed by Yudhishthir Maharaj, and that was on the request of Lord Krishna himself. After Yudhishthir was crowned as king, Krishna wanted him to be the emperor, because he wanted that through Yudhishthir, a pious king, dharma should be spread all over. The advent of Kali Yuga was about to come. Because of this, he recommended to Yudhishthir. He said, Yudhishthir, you should send your brothers and bring wealth, and you should do the greatest Rajasuya Yajna. And that will bring you name and fame and power and influence over all the other kings. So Yudhishthir Maharaj, of course, was very obedient to Krishna. He started to make preparations for the Rajasuya Yajna. It was taking a lot of endeavor. In the middle of the preparation, Yudhishthir Maharaj had a question for Krishna. He said, my dear Lord, I want to know who will be the judge to tell me that all this endeavor for Rajasuya Yajna has come to become successful or unsuccessful. There must be a judge. How will I know? So Krishna said, yes, very good question. And he took his Panchajanya Sankhya, his Sankha, and he put him on the dais, and he commanded Panchajanya. He said, you will be the judge. And after the yajna is finished, you will tell us whether the yajna has been successful or not. Yudhishthira Maharaj was very satisfied. The yajna went on. greatest of personalities came. Narada Muni, Vyasadeva, all the kings, great sages, they were all being honored. Krishna himself was taking the most menial seva of serving and picking up jutan, picking up leftover plates of all the guests. In this yajna, Duryodhan was made the, he was made the treasurer. He was made the treasurer of the yajna. And Krishna recommended, he said, because Duryodhan, he is very envious of you, Yudhishthir. Out of envy, he will be very lenient with the money. And he will spend like anything. And that is the way to success of any yajna. When you perform a festival, a yajna, and you are very stingy with the money, you don't want to let go, then that is not a symptom of success. So Duryodhan was made in charge of the money. And like this, the yajna was being performed. Yajna was made very successful. All the guests, they departed after receiving so many gifts, after giving all the blessings. And then, when only the Pandavas and Krishna were there in the palace, Yudhishthira Maharaj told Krishna, he said, my dear Lord, there is no judgment from Panchajanya. He hasn't said anything, whether my yajna was successful or not. And Krishna looked at Panchajanya and said, so, what is your judgment? And Panchajanya said, my dear Lord, the yajna is not completed yet. And Krishna said, what do you mean? I was there. The Pandavas have performed the yajna so nicely. Everyone, the greatest of personalities, have gone back so satisfied, giving all the blessings. And you are saying the yajna is not completed? Panchajanya said, yes, my Lord. There is one devotee who resides in the kingdom of Maharaj Yudhishthir. And he is a swapacha, a chandala by jati. He is a chandala, but he is the greatest devotee of yours because he is aniha. He has no desire other than to satisfy you. And not only that, but this personality, he comes to Yudhishthira Maharaj's palace every day to clean all the toilets of the palace. But he has not been honored. He was not invited to this yajna. And unless and until your aniha, purest devotee, is given honor, no yajna is ever completed. So Lord Krishna, he commended the sight of Panchajanya. He said, yes, Panchajanya, you are very right, and it is a fact. He looked at Yudhishthira Maharaj and he said, please do something. This personality must be honored. So immediately, Bhim and Arjun, two brothers, were sent to the basti, to the village of the Chandalas, to invite this personality. His name was Swapach Balmiki. Swapacha Balmiki, Chandala Balmiki. And when the people in that basti, they saw that these two great personalities are coming in and they're looking for Balmiki, Balmiki became very afraid. But with great honor, they said, our king, our Maharaj has invited you to be a guest of honor in his palace. So please, tomorrow morning you should come. And Balmiki said, no, my dear Lord, how can I come? I go there every day to clean toilets. I cannot be the guest of honor of the king. But on their insistence, they said it is Maharaj's request and it is also his order. So please, you must follow. Next morning, Swapach Balmiki, he comes to the palace. Yudhishthira Maharaj puts him on a big dais and with his own hands, he washes his feet, gives him all the honor. And when this conversation was going on the day before, Draupadi was hearing and she became very excited. She said, if this personality is such a great devotee of Lord Krishna, then I will personally cook for him. And all night with her sakhis, she was one of the greatest cooks on this planet. She cooks so many different varieties of preparations. All night she's cooking so many types of sweets and savories and puris and halwa, everything you can think of. And after being received, Swapaj Balmiki is put on a dais and a very big golden thali, a plate is put in front of him. And Maharani Draupadi with her own hands, she is explaining every preparation, what it is and how it has been made, and she is serving him on this huge thali. Balmiki is sitting and looking, and all this wonderful stuff is being served out. And then Swapach Balmiki, he says, Maharani, please bring me one bowl. So one bowl is brought. And after the bowl is brought, he takes a little bit from all the preparation, puts it in the bowl, and he mixes it up. And then he starts to eat it. After eating, he washes his hands and he goes back and sits down. So then Yudhishthira Maharaj says, now he has been honored, he has taken prasadam, and still Panchajanya is not saying anything. So now Krishna becomes a little upset. He said, something wrong with you? Why don't you finish this yajna quickly? Do something. So Panchajanya says, okay, if you are saying, I will. And he blows. Panchajanya, Shankha, he gives his approval by blowing. But he blows, poop, poop, poop. And Krishna says, Panchajanya, what kind of blowing is this? This is the culmination of a grand yajna. You must blow properly. Just like when we do Guru Puja, we blow nicely because it is a yajna that has just been finished. We have offered arati and prayers to Srila Prabhupada. He said, please, you blow nicely. And Panchajanya says, no, my dear Lord. This is all the approval I give. I cannot blow with full gusto. He says, why? What is wrong now? And Panchajanya says, please, you ask Maharani Draupadi. She has made some mistake. And therefore, the yajna is not completely complete. So Draupadi was called. And Krishna said, what have you done? Is there anything wrong you did? Panchajanya is saying that because of you, this yajna is not completed. And Draupadi puts her head down and she says, yes, my dear Lord. I spent so much time in cooking, so many wonderful preparations, with so much enthusiasm to serve this pure devotee. But he came and he took all the preparations and he mixed it up. He made gobar out of it. And I was thinking that he may be a devotee of you, very nice, but after all, he's a swapacha, he's a chandala. What does he know how to eat like kings? He does not know how to honor and wonderful taste the prasadam and give me some good comments. So this is what I was thinking, that after all, he's a chandala and he's eating like a chandala. So Krishna asked Swapacha, he said, so what do you have to say? I said, my dear Lord, I was thinking that you are the one who enjoys every preparation and everything. So it was offered to you, not to me. I simply mixed it up and took it as your prasad. I did not want to enjoy any of these preparations. So this was the aniha attitude of this great devotee, that even in front of the Lord, when he was being given so much honor and facility to enjoy, he did not want to enjoy. He simply wanted to offer it to Krishna and understand that Krishna, Bhokta Ram, Yajna Tapasam, Sarva Loka Maheshwaram, Suridam Sarva Bhutanam, Gyatva Mam Shantim Richati. That he is the Bhokta, Krishna is the Bhokta of everything. So Aniha devotee is the one to whom all of us living entities, we human beings, we devotees, we must offer the Yajna of our life. Our life is also nothing but a yajna. From childhood to the end of our lives, it is a yajna. The educational stage, the money earning stage, the grihastha stage, the varnaprastha stage, they are all different facets of yajna. And we must offer that yajna to an aniha devotee, a selfless devotee. And only then the yajna of our life will be completed. We are all extremely fortunate that at this time in Ghor Kali Yuga, such a great personality, an aniha devotee, leaving his entire bhajan in Vrindavan, not caring about his age, not caring about anything, he comes to the western countries only for the purpose of giving us pure devotional service. So let us take advantage of being in such proximity, in such association of Srila Prabhupada and his movement and his mission, who has brought to us the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Sankirtan movement. And we should be deeply meditative of this, that every day when we wake up in the morning, how have we spent our time? How have we spent our energy in the service of this great devotee so that we can make spiritual advancement? Or has 50% of that time gone to waste, and maybe 50% of that time has gone into sadhana and seva? Every devotee must be the judge of his own activities, must be the judge of his own thoughts, of his own emotions, and that is how we become introspective. Introspection is the most important aspect of spiritual life. That is the meaning of awakening. When we start to very minutely introspect ourselves and judge ourselves in the light of all the siddhantas that is being taught to us in Krishna consciousness through Srimad Bhagavatam. So I thought today I could just mention, through this wonderful story from the Mahabharata, as to how and what the position of a pure devotee is, aniha devotee, a personality who simply thinks of nothing other than pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So thank you very much. If there's any questions or comments, we can take for a few minutes. Any comments from anyone? Any realizations? Thank you. Yes, Prabhuji. This material world is actually described as a place of fear. Every activity that living entities perform is in order to mitigate his fear. And there is also a very nice word Srila Prabhupada uses. Pa, pa, ma, and bha. Pavarga. The material world is called pavarga. In pa, it's ka pa, pa, ba, 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 and ma. So these, Prabhupada has elaborated that what is the material world? Material world is nothing but pavarga. Pa means parishram. It's total parishram of the mind, parishram of the body. This is what happens right from the day you were born. And then pa, pa. After so much parishram, that pain, that froth would come out of your mouth. Pa, pa, ba. And then Prabhupada says that this parishram also brings bad odor from the body. Badbu comes out of the body. So much parishram this material world makes you do. And bha and ma. And then after all this parishram, what is left? Bha, bhai. Always afraid, always in anxiety. We never know what the future holds for us. We don't know what is going to happen to us once we go outside on the streets. So these are the characteristics of material living. Total parishram and total bhaya. So liberation from material life means when you become abhaya. And that abhaya dan is given in Krishna bhakti. When one learns to totally surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is totally abhaya. In the life of Haridas Thakur, he was beaten in so many marketplaces, but he had no fear. Because he knew that every situation in his life was brought to him by Krishna himself. Krishna was the one who was controlling every moment of a devotee's life. So whether good things happen or bad things happen, Krishna is in control. Now this we can say intellectually, but to actually have total realization of it, that comes by the mercy of the Supreme Lord, and that comes by the mercy of his pure representative. So Abhaydan, this is what he is saying, that the first thing I will give you is I will give you bhakti, he's telling his wife, and with that you will get Abhaydan. Yes, Prabhuji? Yes. It is the same vision. When a devotee receives a garland given to you by somebody, he thinks, my God, today I am getting some mercy. Why today? Why suddenly I got this garland? Yesterday I went out and one devotee said, would you like some Mahaprasad, the Mangal Arati sweets? And I felt to myself, I said, I have some special mercy today. Because at that moment I could have entered outside the door 2 minutes later and I would not have met that devotee. Why the devotee suddenly thought of giving me a rasagulla in the morning, Mahaprasad. So I felt that some mercy has come. This is vision. We are all having vision. As we advance in Krishna consciousness, everything that happens in our life, we connect it to Krishna. We connect it to mercy. We connect it to a relationship with him. That is vision. That is vision. We all have experiences. All day we discuss with each other. This is what happened to me today. Krishna's mercy. Krishna reciprocated like this with me today. That is vision. Does that make sense? He gave all the austerities that he had, he gave to her. All the ecstasy that he had, he gave to her. Just like when your Guru Maharaj comes to Melbourne, and just his presence gives you so much ecstasy. And when he's leaving, we say, Guru Maharaj, after you go away, we don't feel the same. So we already have so much ecstasy coming to Mangal Arati morning program. Why a coming of an advanced devotee in our lives for 2 to 3 or 5 days gives us more of that ecstasy? His mercy, his association. So same way, these things are not limited. If she had ecstasy and austerity and vision, then she got even more. And more. Why do we go to festivals? Because that same ecstasy that we experience every day is enhanced multifold times when there is Janamashtami, when there is Rath Yatra. So at that time, the Lord, at the Rath Yatra festival, he's awarding his ecstasy to us. Yeah? You agree? Thank you. Anyone else? Yes, Prabhuji. Correct.
You have something to hold on to. How do you give that up for something?
The spiritual experience that we have not quite felt, of course we are all feeling spiritual experience, otherwise we would not be sitting here. Just like somebody asked this question from one sannyasi many years ago, I had heard that, Maharaj, I'm not making advancement, enough advancement. How do I know when I'm making advancement? So he gave a wonderful example. He said, when you are sitting on the plane and you are traveling, do you feel that you are going so fast, 1,000 kilometers an hour? You don't feel the speed. But at the same time, after a few hours, you've already traveled 10,000 kilometers. So in the same way, when we leave the material world and we come here, in the beginning we experience so much because we have been experiencing so much of the pains and problems of the material world, and firsthand we are experiencing it. We come over here, advancement is there every day, but we don't feel it. Just like when we are sitting on the plane, there is nothing to compare with, we don't feel it. But for me, I see every day, sometimes I'm preaching or I'm associating with devotees. And sometimes we go out to the material world and we are preaching and associating with the outside people who are not yet sadhakas. And just the glow on their face can tell you that this person is experiencing spiritual ecstasy and this person has no taste of spiritual life yet. And I'm sure all of you can say, just the glow on the face can tell that you are experiencing spiritual ecstasy. Number two, the way to experience more ecstasy is to associate with those who are greater advanced than you are. And immediately, it is said, I had heard from a sadhu, that ye bhakti chua chhut ki bimari hai. It is a contagious disease. If you go to a person who has a contagious disease, then you immediately catch it. Someone has a cold, say, oh, please don't come near me, because I will catch it. Bhakti is like that. Chua chhut ki bimari hai. You go close to somebody who has more ecstasy than you, more conviction than you, more jnana, more enlightenment than you, in no time, you will take it from him. You will take it from him. It does not deplete that person. It does not deplete that person. There is a very nice doha by a saint. He says, Guru paras ko antara janat hai sab sant ek loha kanchan kare ek karile mahant. Guru and paras. Paras money, you know, it is touchstone. Touchstone is a very valuable thing. Why? Because whatever metal it touches, loha, when it touches, it makes it gold. How precious paras money is. But this saint is saying that between guru and paras, there is a difference. Guru is also like paras money, very valuable, but still there is a difference. What is the difference? That paras money, when it touches loha, it turns it into gold. But guru, when he touches a materialistic person, he turns them into a paras money. Because then he touches somebody, he turns into a paras money. And he turns into paras money. So can you imagine having a paras money that when it touched a loha, instead of turning into gold, it would make it paras money? How much more valuable that paras money would become? Guru is such a person. Guru paras ko antara janat hai sab sant ek loha kanchan kare va karile mahant. Mahant bana deta hai. Jisko bhi wo chhuta hai, usko mahant bana deta hai. So again and again, devotees, our acharyas, sadhus, they have explained the mahima of good association, close association. And the greatest association is association with seva. If you simply want to hang out, that is not association. If you want the mercy of a senior Vaishnava, you must do seva. Seva is the only way. Seva is the only way that a elevated devotee will become pleased. Krishna also says in the Gita, he still tells Arjuna, that listen, if you want to understand this Gita, this is Rajavidyam Rajakuyam. It is the secret of all secrets. But the qualification of understanding this is what? Pratipatena, what is that shloka? Tadvidhi pranipatena. Pranipat. Pariprashnena sevaya. You want to question me, you want to understand pranipat ho pehle. You must have that faith, you must have that seva. And sevaya, with that seva bhav, only then you will be able to understand this rajaguhyam. So these are very little anecdotes of understanding this very simple Krishna consciousness. One place I had read, it said, it is very simple to be happy. So everyone is looking for happiness, and you are saying it is very simple to be happy. Then he says, but very difficult to be simple. It is very simple to be happy, but very difficult to be simple. So this is what we are taught first in Krishna consciousness. Pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Seva, pranipa, these are all symptoms of simplicity. We have to make our hearts for simple. We have to understand ourselves as to nobody. I am nobody. You see? Jab main tha tab tu nahi. Ab tu hai main nahi. Prem gali ati saankadi. Ya main do na samahi. This is, see how beautifully the poet is saying. Jab main tha, when there was me in me, me, I am this, I am that, everything is me. Tab tu nahi tha. Krishna, you were not there in my life. Ab tu hai, main nahi. You are there in my life, and therefore I am not there. The I from me is gone away. Prem gali ati sakadi. This prem gali, this lane of love, is very thin. Ya me do na samahi. Isme main aur tu nahi aa sakta hai. Ya to tu ya main. So this is how our wonderful acharyas, our poets, our Vaishnavas, they have explained the Siddhanta in so many wonderful ways. Thank you very much. Thank you. Hare Krishna.